This is the BBC.
It's Thursday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Our listener Megan is looking for a man she met on the bus. There's more bangers. Real or No Real features a real-life private investigator. Do I have the vocals to Harry Styles' brand new song? And it turns out I can do a really good impression of Joe Swash.
Hello?
If you want to get up, get down like this. Wake up.
Wake up every day with Scott Mills.
Wake up every day.
Good to go.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Get up.
It's Will I Am. Beep, beep. Wake yourself up.
It really smells in here now.
Wake yourself up.
I do love a bit of Scott.
Good morning. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. It's Thursday and this is Scott Mills in for Nick Grimshaw for this week and next week. First tweet of the day comes in. It's from Alex on Twitter saying, just listen to your podcast. I'm in Australia. Shows that directioners will listen to anything and say it's great if they think it's made by a member of One Direction. Yeah, maybe I did have a listener on yesterday called Sophie who, I played her a clip of some awful out-of-tune piano and told her that it was Harry Styles' new track and she was like, oh my God, I love it.
Scott Mills.
So we've got Ellie in Thatcham who's getting ready for work this morning, 25 today. Happy birthday to you and many more. Also, James from Cardiff is on the way to Birmingham early doors for the RS Connect Wales team meeting. But says, I've got you and Chris to get me through the drive. Yeah, you have. And Ben on the M53 going, is Chris awake? He's not appeared yet. Okay, here's the thing. He's on the phone now. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Are you okay?
Good morning, everyone.
You're on.
Good morning, I'm sorry.
What's happened?
Well, what's happened here is I've missed my alarm.
Oh, hon.
So it's the worst possible feeling that it could be.
I know.
And I've even woken up because I woke up just because my phone was really hot. You know, where your phone can just get boiling hot.
Yeah.
And it was underneath my back, and I knew at that point something wasn't quite right. Woke up. Thought it was fine for a split second, then thought it's a little bit lighter than it normally is, and then I panicked hard.
Right, so what you've done there is forgot to click the alarm button on your phone, haven't you?
I don't know, because I'm really good at that kind of thing. So if I don't know if what I've done actually is click the alarm to be on, and then I've woken up and turned it off.
Right.
And I don't really know how to combat against that kind of behaviour.
Well, I know. Well, you need to get a bat phone like I have. I mean, this is probably the only way forward.
I never thought I'd turn into you like this.
Yeah, you have.
I'm going to have to install a bat phone. But why would I do that? Why would I wake up and turn off the alarm? That's not what I set it for in the first place.
It just happens. I mean, everyone's late. Right, let me know if anyone else has missed the alarm this morning and has just woken up in panic. If you've got time,
don't make this a thing.
Text me on 81199. It happens. It happens, and I'm fine with it.
I feel terrible, and I also feel I should apologise to literally everyone listening and you. So
it's
I'm
fine.
Sorry.
They're hardly missing you at the moment, so I wouldn't worry about
that's,
it.
That's lovely to say as well.
But so your phone was like boiling, like scorchingly hot on your back?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I woke up, phone on my back. I don't know how it's got there, and it was boiling hot. So yeah, that's my story. But I'm going to be there very soon,
okay.
I hope.
How soon is soon? Just asking, approximately.
Just really
ETA.
Soon.
Really soon. All right, speak to you in a minute.
All right, then.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris is a bit late. Loads of people in the same position, including Daryl from Birmingham. It's that thing where you've got, like, other people waiting for you as well. He says, I've overslept by 1 hour 20 minutes, meant to be on the West Coast for 8 a.m. Sorry, everyone from work that's waiting for me. That's the worst, because as soon as you arrive, they're going to be like, Ray! Awful. Rhiannon says, I was so worried about sleeping past my alarm last night and missing my hand-in deadline that I haven't even been to sleep. It's happening to loads of people. Francesca, are you late?
I'm really, really late this morning.
Right, where are you supposed to be and what time?
Well, I'm supposed to be starting work, like, now, and I'm running an hour late.
What happened?
Well, I have this problem quite often, and I set 4 alarms for this morning. 10 to 5, 5 to 5, 5 o'clock, 5 past 5.
Yeah, I do that as well.
Every single one off. Every one I turned off.
Did you?
Yeah. And my fiance's had to wake me up. He's not even at work this morning. He's on a day off.
Oh, that's he loves you.
It's not the first time. It's not the first time I've done this. I did this last week as well, and I've got a new boss this week. And I'm sure she's not impressed.
Okay, is it all going to be fine, or are you? Is it obvious?
I think it'll be okay.
Is it obvious that you're late?
It's really obvious I'm late. I can't even sneak in. She sits on the desk behind me.
Okay, good. Amazing.
Yeah.
I do that thing, though, that like alarms in 5-minute segments, and I do about 7 of them because I'm paranoid.
Yeah, I'm a snooze fiend as well. And I've got a function where I can just turn the alarm off. It doesn't snooze it. I just hit it in my sleep. It turns off.
Do you know what you need?
I've had a lovely extra hour. What do I need?
You need a landline and a red phone like I've got.
Oh, that is exactly what I need.
In your bedroom.
I need to get myself.
It's like the loudest ring ever. Like, it's the phone costs about, like, I don't know, £9. It's cheap, but it's really loud and really effective.
That's exactly what I need. Okay. I need to go to Schmargos and get myself one.
That's exactly where I got mine.
Do
it now.
One. This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Massive Who here from Murray, milking cows in Alton. Didn't you used to be able to get the speaking clock to give you an alarm call? Oh! I think you did, though. Yeah, the speaking clock, it would call you. Wake you up in the morning. Here he is. Ray!
Don't do that. That doesn't help anyone.
Oh. I'm late. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Chris.
Sorry.
It's okay.
You can tell me off.
No.
It is a weird vibe in here.
Not on the air anyway.
It's awkward.
No, it's because it's happened to me before, and you just feel really awkward. Horrible.
I feel terrible for it, but I'm here now.
But no one's judging you. It's fine. You've never done it before.
No.
I'm actually giving you quite an easy time of it, aren't I?
As you
said. You're late. You said this on Tuesday's show.
Do you know what you can do as well? If you download the BBC iPlayer radio app, right, you can set an alarm on there and you can set it so that Radio 1 then goes off as your alarm.
You're not following your own advice.
Also, we have a system in place, hasn't it, with the Yes Queens that we send each other in the mornings.
Yeah.
I've just been reading the messages.
Yeah, you were absent from the Yes Queens this morning.
Yeah, and you raised your concerns at that point.
Well, yeah, because the producer normally texts an early morning YQ at about 5. Then I reply back with a YQ, Yes Queen, and then you reply back with a YQ, and there was none. And then the producer was texting me going, no YQ from Chris. It's all good.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Where it begins.
Good morning, James.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Chris.
Hi there.
Morning, James.
How you doing?
Good. We've had you on the show before, and you're an actual spy.
Actual spy.
Well, you're a private investigator, aren't you? So
I am.
I can't say if that's better or worse than a spy. I just love your job so much. I'm kind of fascinated.
I remember.
Are you in a bush at the moment?
No, I'm at home at the minute, which is makes a nice change.
So you've even got private investigator voice.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
Can you just very quickly explain your job?
Okay, so I spy on people, as you said, mainly cheating partners, husbands, etc. If they think their other half is up to no good, then we'll go and spy on them and see if they are. So like cheaters.
Like cheaters on the telly, yeah.
Have you got a day of spying on someone ahead?
I have. I've always got a day of spying on someone ahead in different formats.
Where will you be watching them from?
The next one I think I'm going to do is just probably from the back of the car, casually.
Why the back of the car? Why can't you sit in the front?
Well, because the back of the car's got nice tinted windows and they can't see me.
This is your job.
And is this a long lens sort of thing?
Very long lens, Chris, yeah.
Do you take pictures?
Yeah.
Do you?
And so explain what's going on. So you're in the back of the car, you're just taking pictures of what? The bedroom window?
No, we just follow people, see where they go, see who they meet up with. Sometimes they're not up to anything at all and they're quite well behaved, which is a relief to the client. But other times they do get up to things they shouldn't be, or meeting people they shouldn't be meeting.
Are most of the clients female or male?
There's a healthy mix. I'd probably say it swings more to the females checking up on the males.
Right.
There's so many questions. So the last stakeout that you did, what were the results?
The results were on the last one that he was meeting somebody, actually. If I can recall correctly, yes, he was.
Have you investigated any celebrities recently?
I couldn't possibly comment.
Well, you can say if you've investigated celebrities.
Possibly.
Oh, my word.
As a client or as the cheater?
As the cheater, potentially.
So the famous was potentially cheating?
But the thing with famous is there's a lot of paparazzi that follow them anyway. So
they must have been really famous.
A bit of competition.
And can you say in what area of celebrity they work in?
No, I'm right now you're pushing it, Chris.
Okay. Sorry, Scott, a couple more questions.
We've got to play the game.
No, this is so cool. What gadgets have you got?
You asked me this last time. Tracking devices are some of the most popular. Very James Bond, just literally magnetic trackers you just put underneath the car. And then you can kind of see everything, where they go. Listening devices, thermal imaging, all kinds of things.
Thermal imaging. Oh, what? Because when it gets all a bit hot, you can then see that, like, you see two... Yeah, I understand how that works. That's so cool. And what is the most shocking thing you've uncovered?
Chris, leave him alone.
No, one more. Okay, last question. Most shocking thing you've uncovered?
The most shocking thing I've uncovered, without going too much detail, a woman thought that her husband was having an affair with another woman. And it turns out he was frequenting a particular place, which is popular with people who like the same sex.
Sure.
Right.
So, you know, cash.
And then you had to put that into a report and file that one back?
Absolutely, yeah.
And when you break the news, do you break the news yourself? Do you have to sit someone down and break the news, or do you, like, pop it in an email?
Yeah, I do it myself sometimes. I call the client and let them know, and sometimes they want us to get some more evidence, and, depends.
I mean, I'd like to make you a weekly feature on the show. Yeah, this is amazing.
Well, I just think he's the best.
I don't know how you've managed without me this far, to be honest.
No, I don't, and we're definitely going to call you again.
You really sound like you're in a bush or something at the moment. You've got sort of quiet, investigative voice.
That's my natural voice.
We've forgotten to play the game again.
Right, OK, James, it's fascinating just talking to you, but we will play Real or No Real after this, all right?
Yeah. Scott Mills.
James, the private investigator, is with us today on Real or No Real, yes?
Yes.
Yes. Do you say that when you break the news to clients? Sorry, lady, your husband's having it off with another man. Yes.
Yeah. It helps break the news.
Right, we've completely forgotten to play Real or No Real because we're too busy questioning you about your fascinating job. But we'll just do one fact today.
Go on, then.
Radio 1's Big Weekend headliner, Katy Perry, likes to Google hot pictures of herself in her spare time to boost her self-esteem.
James, you'll be able to answer this, probably.
We all do that, don't we, let's be honest.
What, you Google yourself?
Yeah, absolutely.
But surely you have to be undercover.
Yeah, but I have to Google myself to make sure I stay undercover, to make sure I've not suddenly become famous, and therefore I can't do my job.
Do you work, like, 9 to 5?
Stop asking him questions! You're playing a game!
No, I wish I worked 9 to 5, Chris, but I work all hours.
Yeah. Affairs don't normally happen between 9 and 5, do they, James?
Cheating doesn't have a day off.
That should be the name of today's podcast.
Yeah.
Are you in a relationship yourself?
Oh,
I am, yes.
I'm going to fade you off in a minute. I'm going to take you off.
It's just so interesting.
Right, so Katy Perry, there she is. She's feeling a bit, I don't know, maybe she's got like a cold or something. She's feeling a bit down in the dumps. She's like, I'm going to Google some hot pictures of myself to make myself feel better.
Definitely.
You would though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you definitely would. If you were that famous and there was pictures of you everywhere, you'd like to see what's going on.
Yeah, but if there were hot pictures of me, I'd be like, yes, all the time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's none.
Well, you know, there might be.
Scott, I'm going to quickly do a Google image search on you. Hey, James, do you like Catfish, the show?
I love Catfish.
Or is that sort of like minor league compared to what you do?
No, it's quite cool. I like the whole concept of them catching people out either way. So
yeah. I've just Googled hot pictures of Scott Mills to see what comes up.
No, take that off. Take that off.
Weird thing to put into the internet.
Yeah, like I said, there's none. Right, so does Katy Perry Google herself in her spare time, nice pictures of her to boost her self-esteem? Chris, real or no real?
I think she's got great self-esteem, so I think she wouldn't do this, so I'm going to go no real.
And James?
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Katie posted a racy photo on Instagram this week that she'd found on her last search. You can see on it that she's typed Katy Perry hot into Google.
Oh, that's brilliant.
You can see what her search was.
Katy Perry hot.
Yeah. At the end of that really short round of Real or No Real, because Chris asked too many questions about James's job.
I got nothing. James, you got 10. You win.
Excellent.
If I was to task you with investigating Scott, how long would you need?
It depends on what the investigation was. All I'd need would be just a name, some details, a sample of hair and blood, and £2,000. And I could find whatever you wanted.
Okay.
If you gave your rates away there.
If we were to put the money together and gave you, say, a week just to see what you can find, like, there's nothing specific I can think of, but just like a general
stalking. That's stalking, yeah.
A general sort of MOT sort of thing.
Yeah.
James, have a good day in the bush.
Thank you.
Well, no, back of the car, isn't it, today?
Well, either or.
Have you ever been in the bush?
I have, yeah.
Of course you have.
Up a tree?
Not trees, health and safety.
Do you ever do the newspaper thing where you cut holes in it? No?
No.
Is it like a big coat and glasses sort of thing?
No. It's all iPads now. You can't really cut a hole in an iPad, can you?
True. Good to speak to you, James. I know that we'll speak soon. Can you just come on more? Because Chris would love that so much.
Yeah, I'll be on standby.
Okay. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Everything you might have missed entertainment-wise now with Sinead. What's going on?
Right, well, let's start with Kendall Jenner and that Pepsi advert that you've been hearing about in the news. So, when it came out yesterday, a lot of people weren't happy about it, saying that it trivialised recent street protests across the US. If you haven't seen it, you see Kendall Jenner leaving a photo shoot to join what is like a heavily policed demonstration. And she seemingly diffuses the tension by walking to the police line and handing an officer a can of Pepsi, and then everyone cheers.
Right, who thought this ever was a good idea?
This is what I don't understand, because there's so much money in this thing.
There would have been so many meetings at top level through so many people, all of them that agreed that this was a good idea.
Yeah. Well, they have now decided it wasn't a good idea and have taken it down. And Pepsi have released a statement amidst their controversy. So they say, Pepsi was trying to project a global message of unity, peace and understanding. Clearly, we missed the mark and we apologise. We did not intend to make light of any serious issue. We're removing the content and halting any further rollout. We also apologise for putting Kendall Jenner in this position.
So many people have been fired on this, you know it.
Yeah. My goodness. Now, Kendall hasn't said anything about this. She deleted a few tweets that she'd previously posted about her excitement at being involved with this like massive campaign.
Wow.
But we're yet to hear any kind of statement from her or what she sort of like feels about it.
I wonder if she's got to give the money back.
Probs not.
Yeah.
Don't know how it works for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's not her fault. They put her in that position, as they said in their statement. This Emma Stone thing is fascinating.
Yes. So, you might have seen this kid who bravely has asked out Emma Stone to his school prom in a hugely elaborate fashion. So he's called Jacob Stoudemire, I think I've got that right, from Phoenix, Arizona, and he's recreated the opening number from La La Land, changing the words to ask her to be his date to his prom. So here's a little bit of it.
Prom's April 29th. You're an Oscar winner. I've got two of my own. So maybe I could buy you dinner. It'll make my night. And maybe make yours too.
So you can imagine he's dancing on this street in between the cars in a tuxedo. And then he says that he looks like her famous co-star, which I think is an attempt to try and convince her that she's safe to go to prom with him.
People say I look like Ryan Gosling, and maybe that's a bit far-fetched.
If you didn't probably catch that, he says people say I look like Ryan Gosling. I mean, I've seen the video.
He
doesn't look like Ryan Gosling.
No, but fair play to him. Yeah. Fair play to the lad for trying.
Well, exactly. I mean, this happens quite a bit now. Like, whether it's school prom or like military dinners, people asking out.
I invited Mila Kunis for a Nando's.
Oh, did it work?
No.
Oh.
But I didn't do the sort of musical thing, did I?
No, but I mean, that video obviously went viral, mate. But for a while, just for a short period of time, you did think that was going to happen.
I actually did. So, yeah. In fact, I was told it might happen, actually never did.
But I did say to you, and I hate to wee on your bonfire, but I did say
I did say at the time.
But I think sometimes you do write people off. Like, I think you will say that, and then at some point something like that will happen.
Did it happen, though?
It didn't happen to me, no.
Right, OK. Just checking.
Well, no word from Emma Stone is yet either, because she's not on social media, so she's not been able to respond in that way, or she might not have even seen it yet. Now, it looks like Liam Payne will release his debut solo single next month, according to reports in the States. So this will make him the last of the One Direction boys to do so, as obviously Harry Styles' debut comes out tomorrow. But he has been spending a lot of time in LA working on the record and is back from there, obviously, now with the new baby. And he posted quite a bit of being in the studio on his social media. So, and it's a year on from signing his solo deal, so kind of a good amount of time, I think.
I feel that there's no heat on this, though.
Not as much.
I hope it's good.
That's what might make it better, though. Yeah. Surely that isn't overhyped.
Yeah, maybe, because like there's no kind of not as much pressure. Mm. The Harry thing, obviously, is massive.
Yeah.
But fair play to Payne. I hope it's good.
Yeah, yeah. Now, finally, Beyoncé has been named the most influential person on Instagram by this leading analytics company. So each post is worth more than $1 million, so nearly £1 million, basically.
For one tweet? Whoa. For one Insta?
Yeah, so she is now the most valuable personality on social media, but she's only the 22nd most followed person online. So that's quite incredible.
Only.
So the report goes into why they think she's so influential, and they say it's due to her authenticity and that she manages to convey all this to her fans. And as in, the posts are rarely, you know, a big commercial, and there's kind of a lot of family stuff in there, and she doesn't post too much. So when she does, it's done in a sort of way that's not like, you know, hey, me and Pepsi or whatever.
That is true. Like when she gets a new kitchen, she doesn't like shout about it, like hashtag spawn, hashtag ad.
But apparently, so she has worked with Pepsi in the past, and apparently they paid her £40 million for social media endorsements.
How much?
£40 million.
£40 million, yeah. Scott. Can you imagine you could get that for one of your Instas?
Imagine that. $1 million, so nearly £1 million every single post. You'd get all the free stuff, wouldn't you?
Scott Mills.
Do you remember Megan, who we spoke to on Tuesday morning show? She asked for our help in tracking down a guy that she met on a bus, but they never actually exchanged digits. Well, I've got an update for you now. Good morning, Megan.
Hi.
Tell us what happened. Tell us your story.
So I was at a bus stop a couple of months ago, and a guy was there singing along to Ed Sheeran on his phone. I joined in. We basically sang for a whole bus journey. He had to get off the bus, told me his name, and to look him up on Facebook, and I never managed.
And what was his name?
Dan Reed.
Dan Reed, so you sang Ed Sheeran on the bus with him all the way, both of you, and then he gave you a kiss on the cheek and said, hey, get me on Facebook, but you can't find him.
Yeah, that's it.
And you quite liked him.
I thought there was something worth investigating there.
Right.
Right, so since we did this appeal to find Dan Reed on the bus between Crawley and Copthorne, obviously we've had so many people claiming to be him. I've got hundreds of messages going, it's me, it's me, it's me. Clearly not.
Yeah, there was only one guy, so...
But I do have a guy on the line now who is claiming to be the Dan Reed off of the bus.
OK.
You'll be able to tell, though, won't you? Because ultimately you spoke to him. There's only so many questions we can ask him. But hopefully it's the right guy.
Yeah, OK, well, let's find out.
Right, wait there, Megan. And then you can speak to Dan after this. But is it the actual Dan Reed? We're all going to find out really soon on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
You know this, Chris. We had, like, loads of people. I'm saying over 100 people going, I'm Dan Reed. No, but I'm Dan Reed. No, but I'm Dan Reed. So we are going to speak to Megan and the guy that is claiming to be the actual Dan Reed off of the bus in Crawley after 8 o'clock this morning. That'll be in the next 10 minutes.
Oh, this could be good. Or bad. I'm not sure. Hope it goes well.
Yeah, I mean, she'll be able to maybe ask him questions to find out.
Like, she'll know. It's better that she speaks to him.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do that. Inside the next 10 minutes on BBC Radio 1. Tomorrow morning, all about Harry Styles. We've got Harry's brand new track, Sign of the Times, and we'll be chatting with Grimmy for 2 hours from 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. This is huge. Only radio station in the world that has this is BBC Radio 1. Grimmy and Harry, tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. I may have some of the vocals from the song here that I've obtained.
And how have you acquired these?
I can't say. They might not be. But they could be. If you'd like to hear some of the actual words from Harry's song, might not be, then text 81199. I might call you up and play them to you.
Scott Mills.
Right, so Megan, who met Dan on a bus in Crawley while singing Ed Sheeran songs, is on line one right now.
Dan's on line two, but is it the real Dan Reed? Because loads of you told us that you were Dan Reed.
So how would you like to do this then, Scott?
I think what we do is we put Megan on the line with so-called Dan Reed, and she can work it out for herself by asking a series of questions and see if it is or if it's just a fake. What do you think, Megan?
I'll have a go.
Yeah, because you know what you were talking about and what you were singing and stuff like that, so we can just listen in. This could be fun.
Oh, golly, okay.
Could be a bit awkward, but otherwise you're never going to find out, are you?
True.
Right, Megan, Dan, Megan.
Hello there.
Hi. Questions. To prove you're really the guy I met on the bus, what bus stop did you get off at in Copthorne?
It was the Copthorne Church.
Correct. Can you name one of the songs we sang that wasn't Ed Sheeran?
Passenger Let Her Go.
Yep, I'm happy.
And I'm pretty sure we got on at the bus in Crawley Town Centre.
Yes, I think so. I never know
which
one. I
can't remember whether it was the 281 or the 291, though, because I know that they run simultaneously every half an hour.
Yep. And it was... What day of the week was it? Do you remember?
Oh, that was a tough one. Blimey. Can't offer the top of my head, to be honest.
No, it was Friday night, but that's fine.
I was literally just on the way to my mum's.
So do you live in Copthorne?
I don't. My mum lives in Copthorne, but I live in Crawley.
Okay, well, there you go. So you are local.
After I said add me on Facebook and that, I got back to mum's and waited for an hour, and then I was like, oh, maybe I obviously didn't give enough of a vibe back to, really.
Well, that's the thing. I really was hoping you didn't think I was being rude, because I tried to find you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
sorry
then.
To interrupt. It's Scott here from the radio. This is going really well. I'm enjoying this convo. Right, so, I mean, are you now convinced, Megan, that this is the Dan Reed?
Yep, I'm satisfied.
And then, Dan, you were expecting a friend request on Facebook, right? And it just didn't happen.
Indeed.
So did
yeah.
you think that she wasn't interested?
Well, I thought that we could have there was at least like something there, and we didn't have enough time to figure it out, really. We literally just had a little bit of a singing time, and then I just had to rush off the bus.
This is so good, Scott, because, you know, with these kinds of things, people can end up not getting together or
right.
not even giving it a chance just because of technicalities on Facebook, and you've stepped in here.
That's right. Now, are you two happy to maybe have a little meet-up at some point?
Yeah, that would be great.
Oh, this is my absolute favourite. I feel warm and fuzzy inside.
I feel like we should discuss where we're going to meet up off the radio.
I think you're probably right. Dan, I think you should actually ask Megan out, though. Like, do it properly.
What, over the radio?
Yeah.
We can have music. We can make this epic.
Okay, hang on. I'll add some music.
Oh, my God.
So, Megan, would you like to go out on a date with me?
Yes.
Yes! This is lovely!
There's nothing I fear, and I know that my heart will go on.
You know what? I'm so glad that we've made Scott and Chris happy.
You have?
Me too.
And hopefully I'll make you happy too, that's one. Okay, you two, let me know how it goes, please. Love you, bye!
Love you, bye.
Well, that's cute. BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Where it begins.
If you are a huge fan of Harry Styles and are super excited about tomorrow when he's on with Grimmy from 8 o'clock, then send me a text now on 81199. Only massive fans of Harry Styles, please, on 81199.
And shout out to this bloke on the text who says, just tried to text you both and ended up entering a Phil and Holly competition.
This is
so good. He sent a screen grab of his phone as well. So what he meant to text us was, boys, I have never cringed so hard in all my life.
What about the Dan and Megan?
I think about the Dan and Megan call. But what he's done there is he sent it to the wrong number and accidentally entered a Phil and Holly competition.
On this morning.
Yeah, because the reply to it is all like, thanks for your entry.
I'm obsessed with those competitions because it's always like, and here's Joe Swash with what you could win. Oh, here it is me on a beach in Jamaica. If you want to be here as well,
Why do
just
they
answer send, this simple question?
Why do they send Joe Swash or Stacey Solomon?
It's always Joe Swash or Stacey Solomon, or sometimes Alison Hammond.
But why do they have to go to the holiday?
Yeah,
for you to experience it. I'd rather they. Did, do you know what? I'd rather they didn't go and one other person won the prize.
Hello, I'm Joe Swash and I'm on the DOS.
Yeah.
I'm in Jamaica, you could be here.
I'm doing a completely DOS job.
First of all, answer this simple question. What colour is the White House? Is it A, blue,
it's
B,
true.
Orange, or C, white?
Scott Mills.
People seem to really like my Joe Swash impression. I didn't even realise I could do one. It's kind of spontaneous.
It's a new one for the repertoire.
Should I play again?
Go on.
Hello, I'm Joe Swash and I'm on the DOS.
Yeah.
I'm in Jamaica, you could be here.
I'm doing a completely DOS job.
First of all, answer this simple question. What colour is the White House? Is it A, blue,
it's
B,
true.
Orange, or C, white?
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Thing is, we would all do that job if we could go on a holiday and talk to camera for like 15 seconds or something like that. Why not?
Nice work if you can get it, Swash. And Solomon. Hang on, they probably go together now, don't they? Because aren't they? They're a thing, aren't they? They're a thing.
They are. So do you reckon that's how they do it? They send them both out there,
yeah.
Record it.
Free holiday.
Yeah, makes sense.
15 seconds on camera in Jamaica. Hello, Sophia.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. It's my birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Birthday to you.
And many more.
Yes, you've got it. What are you doing on your special day?
Oh, I've got a presentation at uni.
Oh, amazing.
Buzzing
for
that.
I know, but I've got a plan for it. So I'm just going to tell them it's my birthday and then they'll be nice to me, I'm thinking.
Presentation. What's the presentation on?
So I do architecture. I do a master's. So I'm presenting my building.
Okay. I'm presenting my building.
Have you gone to check out all the balloons, balloons popping off on your Twitter yet?
No, I'm not on the Twitter.
Oh.
Are you not?
It's your birthday on Twitter. All the balloons appear.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Oh, gosh, I'm missing out. I'll buy some real ones.
Now, apparently you two have met before.
Have we?
Do you remember me?
Okay, good.
No?
where have we met before?
We've got a photo together. Do you not remember?
And where's the photo from?
Oceana, Watford.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Was Chris doing an appearance?
Yeah, it was about this time, a few years ago. It's my birthday again. So, sort of a regular thing for us.
Oh, sweet. That's
and,
so I was DJing.
Yeah, you were DJing. Yeah, you were DJing. And
oh,
you
good.
Was a dotter. And I was wearing a party hat.
Cool. And did you have a good night?
Yeah, but you wouldn't let me meet Sir Dosser because I wanted to sing Bish Bash Bosh to him. But you
and I refused that, did I?
This is your friend Sir Dosser.
No, to be fair, you are, but he refused.
He refused. He doesn't do pictures.
He's a diva.
Yeah. Okay, Chris, you go first. What have you got for Sophia?
Scott, I just want to say, Sophia, I've got an extra special banger for you today. It's going to annoy Scott, I think.
Losing.
No, I am losing, you're right, which is why I've gone maybe slightly crazy with this banger choice this week. I've gone for a different tact. Sophia, I really hope you choose this. Is it tack?
Tack.
Okay, I've got that wrong. Let's just do this. This is my banger choice there.
Oh, my God, what are you doing?
I thought we've either got to go big. Go hard or go home in this situation.
Loser.
My banger choice today is the Lion King, Circle of Life.
Really sad.
Now, come on. Come on.
Oh, this is desperation right there. Listen.
This is
audio desperation.
This is a huge song here.
The first little bit, I feel like it gets a bit downhill.
No,
you know?
You're joking, right? You're joking. Honestly.
Overrated.
Honestly, this could be a moment on your birthday.
Okay.
Or you can have this pop banger.
She's back!
Pixie Lott, All About Tonight.
You know what? This used to be my guilty pleasure.
Not guilty.
I'm
used to be a big fan of the Lott.
I do, yes, so that's right.
Anyway, Pixie Lott or Circle of Life. I mean, wow, what a choice.
They're quite different.
Yes.
Definitely very different.
Which one would you like to hear most this morning? Bear in mind that Circle of Life is overrated.
You're joking. What? You can't say that.
Oh, just because it's from that film, everyone goes mad for it. I don't care.
Okay, I've made my choice, I think.
Okay.
Because it's my birthday, and we seem to be having our annual reunions, I'm going to go for Cliff.
Come on!
What's going on?
Arsene Wenger. How bangers is done.
Who's that even by?
How was it for you?
Who is it by?
Well, it was Elton John, but I think this is some kind of...
It wasn't Elton John.
No, no, it wasn't. It was.
I mean, I know Elton's voice.
I can tell you it was by Carmen Twill and Lebo M.
Hello.
Shout out.
That was
BBC Radio 1.
That happened. Circle of life there on bangers. Good.
Scott Mills.
We had a call from Steph on the show yesterday.
Basically, I'm just desperate to hear Harry's song, but also I don't think I'll live through it.
What do you mean you won't live through it?
I just can't. I just won't.
Let's say I had the first note of the song.
Then I'd probably die.
Okay, but it might not be.
I can't deal with this stress. Okay.
Do you want to hear what I've got?
If you got it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Obviously. I love it.
Scott Mills.
Morning, Becky.
Hi.
You okay?
I'm good. I'm having a bit of heart palpitations, but I'm good.
What about Harry?
A little bit, yeah.
Now, listen, Becky.
Yes?
You'll be there tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, won't you?
I will indeed. The alarm is set.
I may or may not have obtained some of the vocals from the song.
Oh, my God, shut up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So oh these, my God. These could be from the new Harry track. Might not be.
You're so excited,
do you
aren't
hear?
You?
Do you want to hear?
I'm so excited. Wow. Yes, please.
Okay, ready?
Okay, yeah, I think so.
But I know in my heart you're not a constant star.
Not what I was expecting at all.
Interesting.
What do you think? Do you love it?
Oh, his voice is amazing. I love it.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Not real. But I know in my heart you're not a constant star.
How do you feel?
Amazing.
8 o'clock tomorrow morning, you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Make sure you're there. Grimmy and Harry for 2 hours.
Scott Mills.
Harry and Grimmy tomorrow morning on the Radio and Breakfast Show from 8 o'clock.
How are you feeling about that?
I'm feeling good about it.
Yeah. Do you think Zed is slightly underrated, considering the massive songs that he does? Like, when you think about it, Clarity, right?
Tune.
Amazing tune. That song there is huge.
Didn't Clarity, like, did it not get, like, a Grammy? It won a Grammy. Yeah, it did. So not that underrated.
I don't think, no, maybe
also,
underrated's
who's he
wrong
dating?
Word. It's just...
Is someone really hot?
Wasn't he dating Selena Gomez for a bit? Or were
maybe.
They just working together?
Maybe, but now she's off of The Weeknd.
Right, okay.
Do you know that?
I think so,
that's
yeah.
on.
Yeah. I'm just such a massive fan of Zed, but I don't know why. I just think a lot of people wouldn't put those two songs together and know it's the same artist.
Yeah. I love Alessia Cara too.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
She already know my ting. She ready to go home and ting. Like, fam, you know my ting. Fam, you know my ting. Shut up.
Yes. That is Getz and Shaka, Know My Ting. You've got an EasyJet story about Shaka.
Oh, Shaka's awesome, right? So he's the seat in front of me on an EasyJet flight.
On the,
back from
the orange seat.
A big weekend in Derry, Londonderry, and we're on the flight back home. Shaka's in front, because I'd left slightly earlier on the Sunday, and it basically Wretch was to the right of me, and he'd performed with Shaka at Big Weekend. The whole of their band was on the plane as well, and Wretch was so sad, bought everyone on the plane a drink, and then did a massive sing-along on the plane.
Right.
Do you remember that song, Blackout?
Yeah.
They did that, and then they did Alicia Keys' Fall In.
Did you join in?
I tried, but there was these backing singers who were just awesome.
Right.
And Shaka was on one.
Well, so it's Wretch 3-2 and Shaka in front of you on EasyJet?
On the flight.
You're so grime.
And the air hostess, bless her, she didn't really know what to do, because you can't tell a whole sort of plane to stop singing.
No.
But it was a kind of weird moment.
It's like you are allowed to sing.
Yeah, but you don't normally do it on a flight.
Doesn't happen to me often.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow morning from 6:30 for Friday's show. And remember, from 8 o'clock, it's Grimmy with Harry Styles.